Hi, hello, Caitlin. This is Donald Queen. I'm calling you on behalf of Hear Your Law regarding the Intuit TurboTax H&R Block lawsuit that you inquired about. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing okay. How are you?
All right, Kaylee, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. Thank you for asking here again. I definitely do appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today. My goal today is just to determine if you meet the firm's eligibility criteria here, so I just have a few questions I need to ask to see if you qualify for the case. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, Kaylee, this call may be recorded for quality assurance. And the first question I have is, are you currently being represented by an attorney for this matter?
Yeah.
All right. Now, have you spoken to another attorney or signed any documents with another law firm about this matter?
Yeah.
All right. Now, did you use TurboTax or H&R Block to file your 2021 or 2022 tax returns? All right, great. Which company did you use for your 2021 tax return?
21. I know I did H&R Block 1 year. So that might be my 2020. And I think 2021 I went back to TurboTax. And I've been using that ever since.
Gotcha. Kind of been flip-flopping around with the two platforms, huh?
Yeah, because I did DoorDash, so I had a 1099, so I went to H&R Block for them to help me out with that type of thing. And then TurboTax I just used for W, but I only had W-2s.
Gotcha, gotcha. So TurboTax for both 2021 and 2022?
Correct.
All right, and were you the primary account holder with TurboTax?
Yes.
Excellent. Now, Caitlin, were you residing in the state of California during the 2021 or 2022 tax years?
Both years, yes.
Both years, all right. And I'm assuming you're currently still a legal resident in the state of California, right?
Correct. Cold West.
Okay, all right. So I'm speaking to a true California here then. Awesome. Nice. Awesome. Really nice. And it was the online account that you had used with TurboTax between the year 2020 and 2022, correct?
Correct.
Awesome, awesome. Now, Caitlin, did you opt out of any terms or services or private policies with TurboTax?
Not directly.
Okay, just to be clear here, at any point in time, did you go directly into the settings, click a few buttons, go through a few loopholes just to opt out of any terms or services? Gotcha. Okay. All right. And I remember you said you used H&R Block 2020, and then you switched to TurboTax. So is it safe to say that you set up the online account with TurboTax in about, what, 2020? Okay. All right. Appreciate that. All right. Caitlin, just be mindful that you will have to submit proof that you did use TurboTax. Once this case is finalized, you'll receive an email with instructions on how to send a proof to the firm. Now, Caitlin, you don't have to submit anything, nothing sensitive, such as a physical tax return. Just a simple confirmation email, receipt, something showing that you did use TurboTax. That won't be an issue, will it?
It should be. I just heard my email.
Gotcha, gotcha. All right. And there's also currently a litigation against Facebook regarding this use of tracking pixels on tax preparation websites. Are you currently a plaintiff in that litigation?
No, I was not aware of that one.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, Caitlin, everything is definitely checking out good so far, so I definitely do appreciate you answering those questions here for me. And, of course, again, I appreciate your time. I do want to ask, Caitlin, are you familiar at all with how this case even started?
I am not, no. I just heard okay. Some little things here and there that I signed up for information. How curious.
Right, right. So you responded to our ad online requesting more information about how you can be involved in this. So I definitely love your initiation there. Just so you're aware, Intuit, which is the parent company for both H&R Block and TurboTax, they was discovered to have been selling users' information and data to third-party companies such as Facebook and other social media companies. Now, how they would do that is they would employ a range of tracking devices directly on their websites that recorded and gathered users' information and data, then he took that information and data and sold it to social media companies. Now, because of how strict the state laws in the state of California is governing privacy online, that's a big no-no. In fact, Caitlin, that's a huge red flag. Right, huge red flag. So not only did Intuit violate the state laws in the state of California governing privacy online, but they also violated their own user privacy agreement to store and keep their information safe. So that's kind of how this lawsuit started. Now, the handling attorney for this particular matter is Hilliard Law Firm. Are you familiar with Hilliard Law Firm, Caitlin?
No, I am not.
Okay, well, Hilliard, they do have over 35 years specializing in cases just like this. In fact, Caitlin, they already won a similar case against H&R Block where they was able to win their clients $50 million for those who were affected by the predatory lending practices conducted by H&R Block. Now, Caitlin, that Hilliard was able to win that case in the state of Texas for their clients. This is a federal case that's taking place in the state of California. So the opportunity for potential compensation here is massive here. So that's why I'm extremely excited to even have the opportunity to speak to you about this, and most importantly, walk you through and complete the process here with you over the phone, okay? Now, this does sound like a mass tort claim, which means that each case will be heard individually, and compensation is based on the severity of each individual. Now, Hilliard will be the leading representing attorney for this matter. Representing you also will be Sperling Law Group as well. Again, Caitlin, these are very, very accomplished attorneys. So once you do decide to move forward with this matter, they will cover all fees and costs associated with taking this legal action. Just rest assured, Caitlin, win or lose, we will charge you nothing whatsoever out of pocket, okay? So you got experts on your side without the out-of-pocket costs, all right? Now, in the likely event the attorneys are successful in getting you a settlement, they will keep their contingency fee. It's a 58-42% split. Right, it's a 58-42% split, which is all it does is just helping the lawyers pay for all the costs and fees associated on your behalf because they're putting up all the money up front and they're taking all the risk, okay?
So they get the 58?
No, of course not. Of course not. You get the lion's share. They get the 42%.
Okay.
That make sense?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, Caitlin, based on the information that you have provided me so far, you would qualify. So I would definitely like to go ahead and move your claim forward. So all I'm going to do now is just ask some basic contact, gather some basic contact information on behalf of the attorneys. And then we're going to go ahead and proceed to completing and reviewing the e-sign document. Now, that e-sign document, all it is just a legal standard agreement that is giving the lawyers the authorization to represent you and even file your claim. And then I can get this finalized with my processing department, and I can get you on your way while your claim is on the attorney's desk while they're working for you right away, okay? So what is your date of birth?
8/25/95.
Okay.
And will I be getting all of this in an email?
Yes. So again, yes, everything that I'm saying will be in writing, Caitlin, black and white for sure, for us to review and complete together. Okay.
Thank
you. All right. And you were born in '95. Nice, August. I was born in June 18th, 1995. So a couple months for me. Nice.
Good year.
Yeah, good year. Great year. All right. And, Caitlin, in the event the attorneys do need to mail you any notices, what's a good mailing address for you?
5683 Meadowbrook Way. Two words.
Okay.
Berryville, California, 95901.
All right, so I got 5683 Meadowbrook Way in Verrico, California. All right, that's Linda, California, right? Or is it Marysville?
Well, my address is technically Marysville. I'm literally on the border of Linda and Marysville.
Gotcha.
I think it flip flops between the two.
Okay. Yeah, I got just from a Google search, it's Marysville, California, 95901. Gotcha. All right. Now, Kaylin, because this is a lawsuit, and to file your claim, the law firm will need your valid Social Security number. That's just to verify your identity. Are you comfortable providing that information now?
No, I am not.
No worries. No worries at all. Are you comfortable with providing me with just the last four?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead.
7491.
All right. Now, Kaylin, you will be able to provide your 4-9-digit Social Security number to your attorneys when they reach out to you, right?
Yes.
All right, great. Okay, so just a couple more pieces of information I have to verify here with you, Kaylin. I have your email address as caddyh2231@gmail.com. That's still good?
KDH, yes.
KDH2231. Gotcha. And then I have your primary phone number is 916-201-1118.
Correct.
All right. And do we have permission to communicate with you via text and email?
Yes, you do.
All right. Excellent. And lastly here, Kaylin, in the event the attorney is unable to get a hold of you at your primary phone number, is there an alternate contact number you could provide at this time?
I do not have one, though. It's my mobile number, so I received one, though.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, Kaylin, that's all the questions I have here for you now. So here's what we're going to do. We're literally at the last stages now. I just have to get this intake form verified, and at the same time, I'm going to prepare your e-sign document for us to review and complete together. And then once that's done, I can get your claim right on the attorney's desk so they can start working for you right away, okay? So just hold the line for me very briefly.
Okay.
All righty, Ms. Kaylin?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for your patience, ma'am. I do appreciate you for holding. All right. So right now, Kaylin, we're gonna go ahead and complete the most crucial and critical part of this entire process, which is the review and completion of the e-sign document here, okay? So I'm sending you an e-sign document directly to your text messages. Go ahead and confirm you have received that, please.
I am currently driving.
Okay. Yeah, Kaylin.
I am not able to
keep your hands. Keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your hands on the wheel. Eyes on the road. Don't worry, okay?
Yep.
I'm going to take just 30 seconds of your time just to go ahead and complete this e-sign document. Once we're done with this,
okay,
then you can get right back onto your destination, okay? This is very important that we complete this. I went ahead and sent that to your text message. Confirm that you have received it, please.
I have received it.
Awesome. All right. Now, Kaylin, go ahead and click the link for me. allow the document to load. I do want you to just take a brief moment just to review the agreement, because I am here to answer any questions that you have. And whenever you're ready, let me know when you're ready to hit that big blue button that says get started.
I am unable to stop at the moment. I am on the freeway.
Oh, okay. What freeway are you on?
I'm on 65.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. All right, so here's what I need you to do, Caitlin. I need you to pull over real briefly to go ahead and complete that e-sign document. Literally takes like 30 seconds of your time, then you can get right back on the road, I promise. Okay, yeah, I know, and I'm definitely here for you. I'm definitely here for you, Kaylin.
On Dropbox sign?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. I see that you are viewing the e-sign document here. Just be mindful, it's just a standard legal agreement that's just going to give the lawyers the authorization to represent you here. Most important thing you want to know about that is just whenever the lawyers do respond with any information, just respond to them in a prompt manner. And then you're getting 58% of the settlement. And other than that, all you got to do is literally just sit back and just wait for the attorneys to contact you to talk about a potential settlement. When you're ready, go ahead and hit that big blue button that says get started. You're going to be prompted to fill in your contact information. It's the same information you've already provided. All I ask is that you fill out in full and complete, and then just let me know when you're finished with all the required fields.
Sorry, kind of going through it real quick. Getting started. So basically, so between that 58-42, then the 42 is going to be split 50-50 between the two law firms?
Yes, ma'am. So you're getting the 58%. And the lawyers are going to split that 42% amongst themselves.
Okay. I am
going to
sign it. Continuing.
All right. Yes. So once you're done with all the required fields, there's going to be two blue buttons that say, one that says continue, another one that says I agree. That is going to solidify the signing of the e-sign document. Once you're done with that, then at that point, I have to wait for it to come on my end. I'm just going to get a second look of eyes on here just to make sure all the required fields is completed and the signature looks good. And then I can get this form finalized in my processing department. So literally, no, less than 4 minutes of your time is left now, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I got it on my end, Caitlin. I'm just taking a quick look at it, okay? All right. Caitlin, your last name is spelled H-E-S-S?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. All right, Caitlin, contract looks absolutely great, okay? So you can definitely continue on with your destination here. No need to continue holding. I'm just going to put you on line with my processing department. All they're going to do is just finalize this here for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, one moment.
Hello, this is Jasmine, PD224.
Hello, Jasmine. This is Donald Queen, LV Agent 304. I have an Intuit for you.
Perfect, Donald. And what's that lead ID?
Lead ID number 393-430.
430 and Intuit. Okay, give me 1 second here, Donald.
Sure.
It's loading. My computer's being extra slow today. For Caitlin?
I know. Yes, ma'am, for Caitlin.
Is your guys' computer, is your computer slow too, Donald?
It was earlier.
Gotcha. Alrighty, I just opened the contract. Give me just a few moments here. Alrighty, Donald, the contract looks good. You can go ahead and send her over. Thank you.
And I'm sorry, this is...
Jasmine.
Jasmine, gotcha. All right, Jasmine. Caitlin.
Yes.
Hey, thank you for holding. Appreciate your patience. I have Jasmine on the line now. She's just going to assist you further, okay? So I definitely want to thank you for your time with me. Take care.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Hello, Ms. Hess. How are you today, ma'am?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, ma'am. Thank you so much for asking. So, yes, my name is Jasmine from the Processing Department. I'm just going to quickly go over your case here today before we send it over to the law firm, just to make sure everything's perfect before they get it. So I'll just read back the information I have, ask you a few more questions, and then get you off the phone today, okay?
Thank you. And can I just verify what processing department you are with?
Yes, I'm with Tort Intake, in their processing department, hired by the law firm. That's, I'll give you a heads up, the lawyers that are representing you are from Hilliard Law, and Hilliard Law has hired this company to do the initial intake, since there are so many applicants who have been affected by TurboTax and H&R Block.
Thank you very much.
Of course. So first we're going to start off with your contact information. I have your first name as Caitlin, K-A-I-T-L-Y-N, last name Hess, H-E-S-S. Cell phone number, I have 916-201-1118. Your email, I have katieh2231@gmail.com. Home address, I have 5683 Meadowbrook Way, Marysville, California, 95901. Date of birth, I have 08-25-1995. And ma'am, I do have the full 9 digits here on your contract. Is it okay if I verify that over the phone with you today?
No, please, don't do that.
Okay. Alrighty. Are you currently represented by an attorney, have spoken to another attorney, or signed any other documents with another law firm?
No.
And are you the primary account holder with your TurboTax or H&R Block account?
Yes.
Perfect. And are you currently a legal resident of the state of California?
Yes, I have my parents.
Perfect, ma'am. And let's see here. Did you use TurboTax for both the 2021 or